I am so glad that you are here for this sermon, and I actually want to make you a promise. This is going to be, seriously, the greatest sermon you have ever heard in your life. I don't care how long you have gone to church. I don't care how many sermons you have heard. This is going to be better than any of them. Not just that, no matter how long you do go to church, for the rest of your life, you will never hear a sermon better than this one. Absolute money back guarantee. Interested? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom in heaven. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed, because they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, because they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, they will obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted. Blessed for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil things about you falsely for my sake. Rejoice, be glad. For great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets that were before you. You and you and you are the salt of the earth. Now, if salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's good for nothing except to be thrown on the ground and trodden underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Now, nobody lights a lamp and then hides it under a bowl. Instead, they light a lamp and then put it on a stand so that it can give light to everybody in the house. In the same way, you let your light so shine that men and women see your good deeds and give glory to their heavenly Father. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth. Heaven and earth will not pass away until the smallest letter, the least stroke of the pen of the commandments is fulfilled. Therefore, if anybody sets aside the least of the commandments and teaches others accordingly, they will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever observes and teaches the least of the commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you cannot enter into, you cannot live in the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said long ago, do not murder. And anyone who commits murder is liable to judgment. I tell you, if anyone is angry at their brother or sister, they're liable to judgment. If anybody says to their brother or sister, racha, they are liable to the courts. If anybody says, you fool, they are in danger of the fires of hell. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and you remember that your brother, your sister has something against you, first leave your gift at the altar. Go and be reconciled to your brother, sister. Then come back and offer your gift. Settle things quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you're still on the way. Or he or she might turn you over to the judge, and the judge will turn you over to the officer, and the officer will throw you in jail. And I'll tell you the truth, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, do not commit adultery. I say to you, any man who looks at a woman lustfully, deliberately lustfully, is already guilty of adultery in his heart. Therefore, if your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. If your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off, throw it away. It's better to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. You have heard that it was said that if a man divorces his wife, he should give her a certificate of divorce. I say to you, if a man divorces his wife for any reason except for sexual immorality, he makes her the victim of adultery. And if a man marries a divorced woman, he commits adultery. You have heard that it was said a long time ago, keep your vow and do not break your oath to the Lord. But I tell you, don't swear a vow at all. Not by heaven, because that's God's throne. Not by earth, because that's his footstool. Not by Jerusalem, that's his holy city. You don't even swear by your own head, because you cannot by yourself make a single hair white or black. Let your yes be yes, and your no be no. Anything beyond that is of the evil one. You have heard that it was said, eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, don't resist an evil person. If somebody slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other cheek. If somebody wants to sue you and take your shirt, give them your cloak as well. If somebody forces you to go with them 1 mile, go with them two. Give to the one who asks you, and don't turn away the one who wants to borrow from you. You have heard it said, love your neighbor, hate your enemy. I tell you, love your enemy. I tell you, bless those who curse you, that you might be children of your Father in heaven. For he causes his sun to shine on the good and the evil. He sends his rain to fall on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you only love those who love you, where's the reward in that? Even the tax collectors are doing that. If you only greet your own kind, what good are you doing more than others? Even the pagans do that. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Now, be careful not to do your acts of righteousness in front of other people to be seen by them. Truly, I tell you, if you do that, you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. When you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets like the hypocrites do in the synagogues and the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you pray, go into your room and close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. And your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, don't keep babbling on like the pagans do, because they think they will be heard because of their many words. Don't be like them. Because your Father already knows what you need before you even ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people their sins against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you your sins. But if you do not forgive other people their sins, your heavenly Father will not forgive you your sins. When you fast, do not be like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces and look somber to show other people they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have their reward in full. But when you fast, anoint your head with oil and wash your face so that it will not be obvious to others, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Heavenly Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Don't store up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and vermin destroy and thieves break in and steal. Rather, store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where moth and vermin don't destroy and thieves can't break in and steal. Because where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. See, the eye is the lamp of the body. When the eye is healthy, the whole body is filled with light. When the eye is unhealthy, the whole body is filled with darkness. And if the light in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Nobody can serve two masters. Either you'll love the one and hate the other, or despise the one and be devoted to the other one. Nobody can serve both God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, don't worry about your life, what you're going to eat or drink, or your body, what you're going to wear. Isn't your life more than food? Isn't your body more than clothes? Consider the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you much more valuable than they? And which of you, by worrying, can add one single hour to your life? And why do you worry about the body? Isn't it more than clothes? Consider the lilies of the field. They do not toil, they do not spin. But I tell you, Solomon, in all his glory, was not dressed like one of them. Now, if that's how God clothes the grass of the field that's here today and tomorrow's thrown in the fire, will he not much more clothe you, oh, you little faith? Therefore, do not worry about your life, what you'll eat or drink, or your body, what you're going to wear. For the pagans run after these things, and your Heavenly Father knows you need them. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his goodness, and all these things will be added to you. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day brings trouble enough of its own. Don't judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way that you judge others, you yourself will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck in your brother or sister's eye when there's a plank in yours? How can you say to your brother or sister, let me take that speck out of your eye when there's a plank in yours? You hypocrite. First, take the plank out of your eye, and then you can see to take the speck out of your brother or sister's eye. Do not give what is sacred to dogs. Do not cast your pearls before pigs. If you do, they will trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. Ask, and you will receive. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, it will be opened. Which of you, if your child were to ask for a loaf of bread, would give him a stone? Or if they asked for a fish, would give him a snake? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will our Heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask of him? Therefore, in everything, do to others what you would have others do to you. For this sums up all the law, all the prophets. Enter by the narrow gate. Wide is the gate, broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many there are who find it. But narrow is the gate, small is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Beware of false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit, you will know them. Does anybody pick grapes from a thorn bush or figs from a thistle? See, a good tree produces good fruit, and a bad tree produces bad fruit. Good tree cannot produce bad fruit. Bad tree cannot produce good fruit. Every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. Many people who come to me and say, "Lord, Lord," will not enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of the Father. Many will come to me on that day and say, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name cast out demons and in your name do miracles?" And I will say to them plainly, "Away from me, I never knew you, evildoers." Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The storm came, rains fell down, waters rose, the wind blew and beat against that house, and the house stood firm, for it was built on the rock. And anybody who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice will be like the foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the storm came, and the rains fell, and the waters rose, and the winds blew, and beat against that house. And it fell, and great was its fall.
Upside down.